The Arkansas Autism Insurance Reform Bill would require certain insurance plans to cover diagnosis and treatment of children with autism spectrum disorder. The bill, sponsored by Arkansas State Representative Uvalde Lindsay, District 88, Fayetteville.
People, families, kids and families that suffer from autism, prevalent, highly prevalent, almost a crisis stage, I think, in Arkansas, when one in 93 boys and one in 345 girls suffer from autism in our great state. We've got to address that.
Autism spectrum disorders are a category of developmental disabilities that can cause significant social, communication, and behavioral challenges. People on the spectrum process information in their brain differently. Many cannot recognize emotions in others, lack empathy and sympathy, have no need to socialize, may engage in ritualistic behavior, and crave strict routine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control reports that autism has risen to an epidemic level, one in every 110 children. Representative Lindsay's bill would require public, individual, and group insurance companies to provide up to $50,000 for diagnosis and intervention coverage. Company-based insurance plans would be exempt. This legislation specifies use of applied behavior analysis therapy, or ABA.
There's no question. Evidence proves early intervention leads to great improvement, and that's where the applied behavioral analysis comes in. If applied from 2 to 6, there is a large, large degree of improvement in that child's health. It's not as the behavior analysis is not as strong. The older the child gets, it's not as productive. And we're trying to focus this insurance coverage in younger children, early diagnosis, early intervention with medically necessary appropriate treatment.
Neurotypical or normal kids learn by observing and copying their siblings and grown-ups, right? Autistic children don't. So in order to teach them speech, personal hygiene, manners, and even to socialize, intensively repetitive training based on a reward system, positive reinforcement, is necessary. That's where ABA comes in.
I think that's that gap of age child is not covered today. When the child is 6 years old, they'll get under the Federal Disabilities Act, get coverage through many of the programs that special education in our public schools deliver. But that's almost too late for behavioral analysis to intervene and make those great strides that we're seeing in lots of states and lots of families, lots of kids.
Fayetteville mom Jill Schmidt has two autistic children, Garrison, 12, and daughter McKinney, 9. Jill's an elementary school teacher who's also worked in a behavioral therapy clinic. Her children, however, cannot attend public school because flickering fluorescent lights, bells, even certain fragrances upset them. And neither have conversation speech skills, at least not yet. So she homeschools them. She learned about applied behavior analysis 10 years ago from a family counselor.
I ran across a doctor at Schmieding, a counselor, who knew how to do it. And what she did with me was family counseling, and she showed me how to do applied behavior analysis. She gave me the concept of it, and she would just meet with me weekly. For about 8 or 9 months, we did this, and then she had to move, unfortunately. But she basically showed me the concept of applied behavior analysis and how to do it with my own children, because there was no way to bill for it. At that time, she could have done it if there was a way to bill for it. And what it was exasperating was my son Garrison just took off. You know, his skills got, and he got all his behavior and his skills got drastically, showed drastic improvement. But if I could have done the program, it's the scientific evidence today shows that these children need 25 to 40 hours a week of this intense behavior therapy. And I feel like if my children could have gotten that between the ages of birth to 10, once you find out they're autistic, just get them in this intense behavior therapy, I feel like they would have been in just a much different place now.
The Schmidt children receive occupational speech and physical therapy. They must be monitored 24 hours a day. They're hyperactive. So the house is kept clear of things and cupboards locked. It's an intense life, but Jill Schmid's dedicated to seeing her children overcome.
Statistically speaking, studies have proven that 50% of children who get this intense 25 to 40 hours a week of an applied behavior analysis, discrete trial training, can improve to the point of being completely what we call cured.
But neither Medicaid or insurance cover ABA, she says. A proposed Medicaid waiver program to provide behavior therapy, funded by state tobacco money, may start up later this year, but enrollment is limited. That's why Arkansas State Representative Uvalde Lindsay is pushing for a broader mandate.
The average cost of treating an autistic child over its lifetime is $3.2 million. We can avoid that huge $3 million cost if we intervene early and if we actually can produce some great results that we're seeing in lots of other states.
Critics of Representative Uvalde Lindsay's bill claim autism interventions are already provided by the public education system, but advocates say that's too late. Interventions need to start up when children are toddlers. The Arkansas House Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committee voted 13-4 last week to approve House Bill 1315. This legislation emerges from a statewide autism task force, which Uvalde Lindsay chairs, was created by the legislature in 2007, comprised of 8 parents, research experts, and lawmakers.
Also, I've got a family that suffers from autism. I've got friends, many friends that have autistic children.
Supporters of the measure say Arkansas insurance premiums may rise, perhaps by a dollar, but Jill Schmid, who's part of a statewide autism support network, says the cost savings will be huge.
What we're trying to say is the state of Arkansas is either going to pay for these children a little bit right now, or they're going to pay for them the rest of their lives after the parents pass away and we're not taking care of them anymore. They'll go into an institution. If they're not cured, they'll go into an institution. So you're either, the state of Arkansas is either paying a little bit now or a huge amount for the rest of the child's life.
If enacted, this bill will make Arkansas the 24th state to provide autism insurance. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.